KJLO 1690 AM Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. Dozens of tenants in NDG are still waiting for information after being evacuated from their homes over a week ago. 15 units in a building on Old Orchard Avenue at the corner of Monkland Avenue were evacuated with only 12 hours' notice after city officials ordered a preventative evacuation over safety issues in the building. Inspection reports show that the company owning the building, Alfaco Management Inc., was made aware of structural issues back in November of 2025. Now, dozens of tenants are in limbo, waiting to hear from Alfaco Inc. about when they are able to re-enter their units or even simply retrieve their belongings. Many tenants are staying at the Evo Temporary Residence Building. Others are housed with family and friends. The evacuation took place during extreme cold temperatures last week. Days before evacuation, multiple residents reported heating had gone out during the cold snap. CJLO connected with two tenants from the building, Claire Anderson and her partner Tony Golem. They're staying with family now. They say they're unsatisfied with correspondence from Alfaco Management Inc.
We've been hearing a bit from the city. We've heard nothing really from the owners of the building. Us and other tenants have reached out multiple times, done follow-ups, calls, emails, texts. Nothing is really getting resolved. We have no timeline, no answers. And I think whenever we do reach out, we're either not getting a response or the response we get is very generic and vague and not answering any of the questions.
But tenants say where Alfaco has been lacking, the city is filling some gaps. They received consolation from NDG's interim mayor, Sonny Moroz, who also informed them that Alfaco should be one of the responsible parties for assisting tenants with housing needs. The building is said to be under investigation from the city and undergoing repairs from the company.
They had messaged us letting us know it was the landlord that should be the one taking care of this situation right now. But again, since we're not hearing anything from them, there's not much we could do.
NDG's interim mayor, Sonny Moroz, says the evacuation needed to take place.
We didn't take this decision lightly and that we always want to put the safety and security of our residents first.
In an email, city spokesperson Etienne Brunet said an inspection had highlighted, quote, several structural problems, unquote, that confirmed the need for rapid action. She gave no timeline of when residents are allowed back in the building. At the time of this report, Alfaco has not responded to CJLO's request to put someone up for an interview. Alfaco Management Inc. has owned the building since May of 2025. The inspection firm, ORTAM, was hired to inspect the building and reported to Alfaco that the building's conditions were critical and that evacuation needed to take place. That was back on November 3rd. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Back to life, back to reality, back to life, back to reality.
Thank you. DJ Alo. You're listening to On an Evening. We're switching up tonight. We're going dancey. We're going dancey for once. Yeah, I was talking last week about how my dad managed to upload all my mom's old CD collection to OneDrive so I could access them here. And I thought I'd have a look through and play some classics, some nostalgic ones from when I was growing up, from what I remember my mom singing around the house as I was growing up. And I don't play dancey stuff. I don't play the big tunes. So I thought I'd switch it up. It's kind of needed at the minute to, I don't know, enjoy the danciness, enjoy the high energy. I need a bit of an energy boost right now. Yeah, and luckily there were just enough Canadian albums in there to get my CanCon in. So we'll have a little bit of that. The next one I've got up is the Dream Warriors, who are from Toronto, which I wasn't exactly sure. There's a couple names from the Canadian list that I didn't really recognize, but when I played this, I did recognize it. I didn't know the name, but I looked them up. They're from Toronto. This is My Definition of a Boombastic Jazz Style.
What the fuck is this? My Definition of a Boombastic Jazz Style.
Is this my definition? My definition. My definition. My definition is this. My definition. My definition is this. My definition. When I kick rhymes, it's often said to do damage. So strong, even Superman needs a hand. So bob your head, dread, as I kick the funk flow. This rhyme is subliminal, yeah, you don't think so. I walk with a gold cane, a gold brain, and no gold chain. Behind the truth lies, there lies a paraphrase. In the mix is where dream warriors go. Define if you will, but I know so. There is no definition. My definition, my definition. My definition is this. My definition, my definition. My definition. My definition is this, my definition. My definition is this, my definition. Right now I know it's a flow, it just like a poet. Your definition of me is definitely wrong. Why must I try to lie and build an alibi? All you ask is just for me to be me. Replace a replaceable replacement with this. Relax, relax, relaxation, boombastic. My name is King Lou.
Mine is capital Q.
Bags of mostly water, search to find my definition. My definition. My definition. My definition is this. My definition. My definition. My definition. My definition is this. My definition. My definition is this. My definition.
We'll be right back.
sick addiction. Arise, awaken, we have need to reverse. A plague has befallen us, no time to rehearse. This rhyme speaks and speaking has spoken. This rhyme will not change things, it needs to be changed in a hearse. You find caskets in my rhyme baskets, arrive. No definition can define them. What's my definition? My definition, my definition, my definition is this.
My definition,
my definition, my definition, my definition is this. My definition, my definition is this. My definition.
Yo, where'd everybody go?
This is CJLO.
Tavern Tour is back. From February 12th to 14th, more than 100 artists from here and abroad will be taking over the bars on Avenue Montreal, Boulevard Saint Laurent, and Rue Saint Denis. See Proto Martyr, Cap Bambino, Christopher Owens, The Mystery Lights, Lydia Lunch, and Mark Hurtado, Sean Nicholas Savage, Emma Becco, Fax, Camilla Sparks, and more. See the full program and get your tickets online at taverntour.ca, a SiriusXM presentation.
Tune in to the Anatomy of Creepy Music right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Saturday from noon until 2 p.m., where we examine the origins and the evolution of music from the Caribbean.
Next door to you, we'll do all the things a teenage girl goes through. Hey.
Miss Dynamite with Dynamite-y. Classic. I just realized as well, I didn't introduce the first song. Or did I? I don't know. That one was Back to Life by Soul to Soul, that first one. Then we had My Definition of a Bombastic Jazz Flow by the Dream Warriors. And yeah, Miss Dynamite. I remember my dad singing that one as well. And he's not much of a singer, so it says something. Let's keep it moving. These are all like seminal things from my youth in the Fox household. And this next one, actually, I remember making a Desert Island Discs playlist ages ago, and I was like, well, what would I have if I was on my Desert Island Discs? And this was one of them, because I think my earliest like musical memory, I don't know if I actually remember this or I've just been told about it, so I remember it kind of via that. But I remember walking up and down on my toy monkey that I had as a kid to this song. Yeah. Monkey Man, Amy Winehouse. Oh. Are you on about talking about walking on your toy monkey? I realized that was not evident because the lyrics are so not walking on a big monkey man, but that's what I heard it as when I was a kid. It's hugging up to big monkey man. I did just have to look that up. So we're what, I don't know, 15 years down the line. I don't know how old I was, but yeah, thought I'd have to clarify that one. So, you know, I'm not crazy. Next one, Our House, Madness.
Mm-hmm. mama's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep, he can't hang around. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our street.
Someone tells you that you've got to move
in the middle of our. Father gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Such a fine time, such a happy time. And I remember how we'd play, simply waste the day away. Then we'd say, nothing would come between us. Two dreamers.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
I think that Madness is one of my favorite bands of all time. They were so key, or so I don't know, seminal. I used that word already. When I was growing up, I remember we had the little clip on DVD players that you can strap to the back of like the headrests in the car. So me and my brother, we'd be watching. We had the like a DVD of like all the Madness music videos, so on any kind of long car ride we'd be jamming to that in the back. I also think Madness is one of the best concerts I've been to, maybe again just because of the links to the memories of childhood. But yeah, Suggs is still such an incredible frontman, and how old is he now, 60s, something like that. Killed it, all of them. Incredible performance. Incredible band. They're so fun. If you don't know Madness, go listen to everything. You should know Madness. I don't know if they made it across the pond. Anyway, yeah, that was Our House. And speaking of Our House, which was in the middle of our street, which is in the middle of our street. We still live there. Yeah, speaking of Our House, I thought I'd use this as a little segue. My fun fact always is that, not 100% confirmed, but I'm pretty sure that the Arctic Monkeys' first album was produced at Our House, because the guy who lived there before us was the producer for them, and the album came out, their first album, is it the first one? Maybe second one. Whatever people say I am, that's what I'm not, or whatever people... I think it's that. Yeah, came out the winter before we got the house, before we moved in. So that's always my fun little fact. It doesn't say that the Arctic Monkeys were ever actually there, but the producer was, so maybe the music was. I know there used to be like a whole production setup in in our shed in the garden, shed, outhouse type thing. Anyway, yeah, we'll move on to one of the ones from that album, because I remember listening to that a lot as I was growing up as well. This is another classic from the Ritz, The Rubble.
Last night these two bouncers and one room's alright, the other one's a scary and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say behind the go through to the bit where you play, and you realise then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in a line, and you can swap jumpers and make another move. It's still in your brain, you've got something to prove to all the smirking faces and the boys in black. Why can't they be pleasant? Why can't they have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest, he wants to give you a dub. Well, secretly, I think he wants you all to kick off. He wants arms lying everywhere and balls as well. He's just something to talk about, a story to tell you. Yeah. Talked about it made so much sense, but now the haze has ascended, it don't make no sense anymore. So last night what we talked about, it made so much sense, but now the haze has ascended, it don't make no sense anymore. Oh.
Someone you can't live without, then do so. And if there's someone you can just shove out, well, do so. You can be my Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go. Be my Yoko Ono. Isn't it beautiful to see two people so much in love? Bare naked acts, two virgins hand in hand, and hand in glove. But now that I'm far away, it doesn't seem to me to be such a pain to have you hanging off my ankle like some kind of ball and chain. You can be my Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go. Be my Yoko Ono.
Be my Yoko. Oh no, here we go, our life is one big fun. Oh no, here we go, it's Yoko sing fun.
I
I know that when I say this, I may be stepping on pins and needles. But I don't like all these people slagging her for breaking up the Beatles. Don't blame it on Yoki. I mean, if I was John and you were Yoko, I would gladly give up musical genius just to have you as my very own personal Venus. You can be my Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go. Be my Yoko Ono. Be my Yoko Ono. Be my Yoko Ono. Be my Yoko Ono.
That was the Bare Naked Ladies with Be My Yoko Ono. Another one that I remember. I could say that after all of these. But yeah, one of the few Canadian acts in my mom's discography, not discography, my mom's collection, I guess. I actually have to cut a song because I've been talking too much. I've been getting excited. I don't know. This episode is more for me than anything, just to have fun and be nostalgic and get excited. I've been avoiding the chair in the studio and just having a dance. But yeah, so I'm cutting one of the Canadian ones, so I might not be at my 30%. Don't tell anyone, but it's more important for me to play the fun stuff right now. So let's keep going. I don't want to run out of time for the last few songs because they're important ones for me. Next one I've got up, I remember listening to this in the car. I remember really being interested by this album cover. I really like the colors on it. Yeah, Paolo Nutini, Pencil Full of Lead.
Oh, what? 1, 2, 3, 4! My bed and a pillow for my head. I got a pencil full of lead and some water for my throat. I got buttons for my coat and sails on my boat. So much more than I needed before. I got money in the meter and a turbo heater. Oh, and now it's getting on the road. So they're getting sweeter. I got legs on my chairs and a head for a hair. Potted a pan and some shoes in my feet. I got a shelf full of books and most of my teeth. Two pairs of socks and a door with a lock. I got food in my belly, analysis for my telly, and nothing's gonna bring me down. Guitar and ties in my car. I got most of the memes and scripts for the scenes. I'm out and about, so I'm in with a shout. I got a favorite chat, but better than that. Food in my belly and a license for my daddy. And nothing's gonna bring me down. I'm out of blowing that heart. Nothing's gonna bring me down. Boys, the best of all, I've got my baby. I've got my baby. She's my divine, and she's all mine, and nothing's gonna bring me down.
I love that trumpet so much. It gets me so excited. That trumpet solo goes crazy. I'm gonna keep moving. Next one up is another one to make the CanCon happy, but a banger as well. Classic. I'm not getting anything underground at all today. Alanis Morissette, you ought to know.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that she gave every babe wasn't able to make it up for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me it helped the world till you died? Till you died, but I'm still alive. And I'm here to remind.
I might have to start playing more dancing music more often. This is so much fun.
Fuck Off Festival is back for its 12th edition in Quebec City from February 13th to the 21st. Presented by SiriusXM, this major celebration of emerging and alternative music will light up the capital with nearly 100 artists. Come discover your next favorite act, including Galbe, Afternoon Bike Ride, Mess, and Wizard. Full details at fuckoff.com. That is P thoqueoff.com.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
Iggy Pop, The Passenger. Super, super, super fun song. I'm so excited tonight. Excited to be playing the fun stuff. It brings me so much joy. Anything dancey always brings me so much joy. And I think joy is one of my favorite. Whose favorite feeling isn't joy? But I don't know. Maybe I need to rethink what I play. I say that. I love the stuff I do play. I love the chill out evening-y stuff. But I love the dance. Maybe it's just because I've been so overworked recently and so busy. I'm really trying to make myself do so many things. So it's nice to have like a kind of release and get lost in songs from my childhood that I heard from my childhood. That I heard in the house growing up. Yeah. Next one we're gonna have, make sure we have time for everything, is Fatboy Slim. I'm gonna play you Praise You off of You've Come a Long Way Baby, which is one of my, I think it might be my favorite record that I own, like physically. It was one of the first ones that I bought on my first trip to HMV when I got my first record player from my friends for my birthday. I still got that same one. One of the little portable Bush ones, which I do want to upgrade at some point, but you know, it's nice to still have one that was a gift. And yeah, this was one of the first records I bought. I think Fatboy Slim's sampling is unmatched. Let's hear it.
Celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
That is one of the songs of all time. Classic. Everything from that album is so incredible and so fun. And it's one of my favorites. I think it might be. It's definitely up there with one of my favorite vinyls that I own. And we're gonna end with another one of my favorite albums that I own physically. This one, my brother got me for Christmas a couple years ago. Maybe last year? No, well, not last year, as in the recent Christmas. Maybe the year before that, 2024. Because also has always been one of my favorite albums ever since I was a kid. I think it was that prime age where I remember listening to it. I remember seeing Rizzle Kicks on Blue Peter. I love it. I was so gassed when they came back, and even though I'm not as big of a fan of some of their newer stuff, some of their newer music, it was so fun to see them play live. I saw them a couple of times. Jordan Stevens is one of my favorite celebrities. If you don't know about him, go check him out online. He's an incredible writer. Everything he has to say about masculinity is amazing. I need to be conscious of playing this at the right time. There we go. We're gonna finish as we're on the sort of mum episode. We're gonna finish with "Mama Do the Hump" by Rizzle Kicks. This album is one I'll always listen to. I'll always come back to you. And yeah, thanks for listening. See you next week.
Yo, coming in with a sound fresher than cut grass.
On the start,
second up we enter if you must ask.
Rush past, like you've forgotten your mind.
All the drivers all up in the face, like, can I see a bus pass? But nah, we just want a little rhyme, bruv. Call me what you want, but you should not call it a night, love. And I might just join a mile high club. Only problem being that I couldn't give a flying.
Yeah, let me touch back down.
Slap her on the bum until it
comes back round.
Half the room's like, oi, what's this all about? With the other half jiving.
I love that sound.
What? Yeah, yeah,
I love that sound.
Whoa. Yeah, yeah,
I love that sound.
So flick your back butts out once on a mad one. Like, yeah, your mama can hum.
Me.
I just want all of these girls to be on me. And maybe even one of them could be Beyonce. We ain't gonna pack the rap noise in. All of that cheesy stuff, clap, clap, sing. And we're gonna burn some calories right here, right now. Ain't over till the fat boy slims, mama.
Mama, do the hump, mama, do the hump, hump. Mama, won't you please,
yeah.
Mama, do the hump,
do the hump, mama.
Mama, do the hump, mama, do the hump, hump.
What?
Mama, won't you please,
yeah.
Mama, do the hump,
mama.
Yeah, knock her rum back down.
Bust a little jiggy, use the
drum
two-track pound. Half the room are just making a brunch crowd with the other half jiving. I love that sound. Yeah, yeah, I love that sound. Yeah, yeah, I love that sound. So flick your fag bus out once on a mad one. Like, yeah, yeah, mama can't harm. We keep it moving, we hold it down. Can't stop, break sweat, no losing. Nobody gonna take my crown. Hold back, nah 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 nah, never gonna happen. Hold back, nah 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 nah, never gonna happen. Especially when it's all packed out, crowd shouting out. Yeah, I love that sound. Yeah yeah, I love that sound. Yeah yeah, I love that sound. So flick your fag butts out once on a mad one. Like yeah, your mama can hump.